Welcome to Land Yap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Adrian LaFrance Wells of the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum and Dr. Daryl Long at the ULM School of Visual and Performing Arts. And welcome to Land Yap today. Thanks for being with us.
Hey there, Corey. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
And Adrian, a big day today as one of the premier military ensembles is performing on campus at ULM. Tell me who's coming to town.
That's right. So we have the United States Air Force Band of the West. Their Gateway Brass Ensemble will be at ULM's Brown Auditorium tonight at 7 p.m. And it is a free, family-friendly event.
So the brass quintet, and let me ask Dr. Daryl Long, you're a band man. What's a brass quintet consist of?
Five performers. There'll be two trumpets, a French horn, a trombone, and a tuba. That's the normal configuration. There are variations, but that's what will be performing tonight.
So a small ensemble. What kind of music will they be performing tonight, Adrian?
Well, obviously patriotic music. The name of the program is America the Beautiful, and I believe their repertoire spans about five centuries. So very diverse selection of music tonight should be really exciting. And you know, the Chenault Museum, we welcome any opportunity for our community to connect with the men and women of our armed forces. And this is just a wonderful chance for active duty military members, veterans, and civilians to all join together and celebrate our country through patriotic music.
Dr. Long, a lot of folks don't realize that these folks, this is their job in the military. They've got other assignments as well, but you can have a job in the military playing the tuba or playing a trumpet.
Yes, you can. They audition. They actually have to do an audition to be accepted into the Air Force Band program or one of the other service band programs. And then they go through the same basic training that every other Air Force soldier goes through. It's just when they get their assignment, it'll be at a base that has a band, and that's their primary function. They'll have other duties that they'll need to do, but their primary function is to play for ceremonies, arrivals of dignitaries, unfortunately, arrivals of those killed in action, and official duties like that.
There's not nearly as many of these bands as there were for a lot of years. I know when I was in college, they were taking just about everybody was going and trying out, and all my buddies were playing in military bands, and it's not so anymore after years and years of budget cuts.
Yeah, I think it was somewhere around 15 years ago, all of the military bands cut way back. Not only in the number of bands worldwide, but also in the resources that were available to the bands. And every now and then, it actually sometimes budget cuts create problems for those bands to get out and play in the public like this group is doing for us today.
Adrian Wells is with us of the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. This is also sort of a recruitment tool for the Air Force, isn't it?
Yes. So this joint base in San Antonio, Lackland, Texas, they train over 30,000 young men and women every year. And in fact, all enlisted airmen must first pass through there to join the Air Force. And so the base is kind of known as the gateway to the Air Force. And that's the inspiration behind, the group's name.
So they'll be performing tonight at 7 at ULM. I want to give folks just a little taste of the United States Air Force Gateway Brass. We'll play a little under us as we talk here. These positions, though, are really sought after now, aren't they? These are some of the best players around.
Well, and it's you will have members of the group that have their bachelor's degree in music, master's, even some of the service bands have people that have the doctor of musical arts playing in them. For somebody that wants to get paid, that wants to make their living playing their instrument, this is an excellent opportunity. chances to play with the New York Philharmonic and the Los Angeles Philharmonic, those are kind of few and far between, but the service bands fill an important role for those that want to play.
And it really is an honor whenever we have these professional military musicians of this caliber visit and perform for our area.
I think back to my times in the band at ULM, and we got to play with some really big-time players and some heavy hitters and brought in some big conductors and things like that. This is a learning opportunity in a lot of cases because these bands get out in the community and do things with students, right?
Yes, they do. In fact, today at 11 o'clock, the members of the Brass Quintet will be doing a master class in the Biedenhorn Recital Hall that for our students, for our brass students and anybody else that wants to come and talk to someone that's getting that's a professional performer.
I need to ask about tonight. It is a free concert, Adrian?
Yes, that's right. It is free. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. Of course, it didn't snow. It's going to be very warm in Brown Auditorium. Dr. Long's going to make
sure. Already got the heat running.
Uh-huh. So we invite everyone to come out and bring the family and really enjoy this wonderful concert.
I need to ask Dr. Long, throughout the year, lots of other things are coming up. How do folks find out about the events that are happening with the School of Visual and Performing Arts? And what's on the horizon for you guys?
Well, we post all of our events at the main ULM calendar at ulm.edu. We also have a Facebook page for VAPA where they can read about the events. One of the undercurrents that's going on right now is that we've begun rehearsals a couple of weeks ago for our spring production of Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, how exciting.
And tickets are on sale for that online. And but you can also drop by the VAPA office and pick up tickets, and we'll also be putting information out about the KEDM Gala very soon.
And Adrian, what's happening here at the museum soon?
Well, next week I have a presentation as part of the Vantage Educational Series that will be Wednesday at the Vantage Tower Banquet Room from 2 to 3:30. And I'm going to be talking all about Selman Field and what this area looked like during World War II, and that is a free event.
The Air Force Band of the West, Gateway Brass, in town tonight. And Daryl, once again, what time is the show tonight?
Performance begins at 7. We'll have the doors open to Brown at 6 p.m.
And for folks that want to find out more, Adrian, where can we send them?
You can go to the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum Facebook page.
All right. You can find that. And if you can't remember that, you can just come to our website, kedm.org.
KEDM is proud to support nonprofit organizations through our community calendar and Lagniat programs. If you have a local event, please add it to our community calendar at kedm.org.